ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم everyone, what's going on, hope you guys are doing well. Patience is one of the most beloved acts of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He is with those individuals who are patient, and He loves the people who are patient. And patience is one half of our faith, and the other half is gratitude. And Allah mentions patience over 90 times in the Quran. And Ali radiallahu anhu, he said regarding patience, that patience is from faith, just like as a head is part of the body. And if the head were to be cut off, then the body becomes useless. And then he raised his voice and he said that the person who has no patience has no faith. So what exactly is patience? Patience is to hold oneself from being impatient and displeased, protecting the tongue from complaining except to Allah, and the body parts from harming himself or others. And patience is of three types. Firstly, is to be patient and persevere in doing the deeds that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be patient in His obedience. Number two is to be patient and do our best to stay away from sins. And lastly, is to be patient upon those things that afflict us that we dislike. Normally, when we think of patience, we associate with something that is difficult. But the reality is that both ease and difficulty is part of the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with goodness as well. As He says in the Quran,
وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ.
And we will try you with both good and bad as a test, and to us you will return. And in both these conditions, during times of ease and difficulty, is a test. As some of the Salaf, they used to say that when it comes to times of difficulty, both the believer and the non-believer are patient. But during times of ease, it's only the truthful individuals who are patient. So during times of ease, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings He has blessed us with. But at the same time, we have to observe patience as well. Patience in sticking to the obligations, in obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also persevering in not committing sins. And when things get difficult, if somebody is facing a challenge, then they are patient, expecting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not complaining to anyone except Him. And at the same time, they are grateful by continuing on with their worship, because Allah is obeyed during all times, during times of ease and difficulty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about how the world functions. He told us what life is about and what's going to happen to us during life. He tells us in the Quran,
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Allah is emphasizing that these things will happen, so that when it does happen, the believer is not surprised. Rather, they understand what they're supposed to do. And at the same time, Allah is telling us that He will test us from a part of, meaning it is something small that the believer can easily handle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden us with that which we cannot handle. And this is an opportunity to reap in huge amounts of reward. And Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, without telling exactly what, to give glad tidings to the people who are patient. Because it is glad tidings in both this world and the next, and it's unlimited.
الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
The patient people are those that when calamity strikes, when something befalls them, whether in their health, in their wealth, in their body, something happens to their family member, they say, to Allah we belong and to Him we will return. They understand that they are property of Allah, that He can do with them whatever He wants. And this saying is not only for when somebody dies, but anytime we are afflicted by something, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And they understand the great reward there is, because there is going to be the loss. The loss is inevitable. But at the same time, a person should not be hasty and impatient and upset with the decree of Allah that they lose the great reward that's waiting for them. Rather, they should be patient and understand that this is from Allah, that nothing happens except by the will of Allah, and take in the great reward that's waiting for them. And being patient is when calamity first strikes. That's when a person has to observe patience. They don't let themselves loose and go crazy, and then after that say, okay, I'm going to be patient now. Real patience is when the calamity first strikes, when the trial first starts, that's when a person understands that this is from Allah, and they hold themselves and they restrict themselves. And if a person is upset, or they cry over the loss of a loved one, or they're in pain, this does not negate patience, because these are human emotions and we all feel them, and we're allowed to feel them. But what negates patience is when we speak and behave in a way that shows that we're displeased with what Allah will for us.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ.
These are the individuals that are the ones who get forgiven, and not only that, they get mercy upon mercy, and they're the ones who are guided, because they understand how the situation is supposed to play out. They understand what the obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is during this situation. And at the same time, it is Allah that gives us the strength to deal with these things. Sometimes we look at somebody's situation and we wonder, how can this person endure this? And at the same time, they're patient, they're happy, and they're smiling, and they're enjoying. Because this is from Allah, as He tells us in the Quran,
ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه والله بكل شيء عليم.
The person who's afflicted by a trial and is facing a challenge, but they understand that this is from the decree of Allah, this is what Allah will from them, there's tremendous reward waiting for them, and they're pleased with this, expecting their reward, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this person ease. He guides their heart to understand the situation and gives them strength to deal with it. And many times Allah replaces the thing that was lost with something that's even better. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that whoever would be patient, whoever seeks out patience, that Allah will make them patient. And there is no gift that is better and more comprehensive than patience. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the best gift a person can get is patience, because with patience, when a person is patient, they can handle any situation. These are the people that complete the task. These are the people that get the job done. They don't get upset over trivial things, and they don't get worked up over ignorant people, but they are the ones who seek Allah's reward, and they are the ones who remain firm, and they are the ones who are disciplined, and they have self-control. So may Allah the Almighty make us amongst the patient people, those who are patient both during times of ease and difficulty. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.